What's good, everybody? It's the conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It is the man, the myth, the legend, 232.
It's your fave little spicy thing, Tease.
And we are
the New York Dose.
Wow.
Hey, here we are in season 7. Let's get lucky, y'all. We gonna hop on this train and transfer right onto our first segment.
And that is the Daily Dose, where you gotta say what you gotta say. Take us through your day, your week, your month, or whatever's on your spirit. So what's good, y'all?
Hey, Tease the Beast, you wanna start us off?
Sure. You know, the most unprepared for this segment as he tosses the mic right over as I claimed that I would just get this off the top of the dome. The past week, I must give a nice little shout out to our Mother Mercury in retrograde.
Oh, come on, Mother Mercury. That's my ruling planet.
She is, you know, doing all of the things, stirring up all of the closed chapters and reopening them. And I'm just relishing in my toxicity, consciously making the decision to place my energy, time, and focus on places that they have no business being.
There it is.
So yeah, that's been my week. It's been productive, to say the very least. But you know, very toxic, and that's okay, because life requires balance and it can't just be all holistic, clean space all the time. So I'm getting my, you know, my closing out of 2023 toxicity, at least in full ownership of these decisions that I'm making and these dark portals that I'm allowing to collide with my world. So that's my daily dose.
All right, come for the dark portals. Yes.
Yeah.
Here for it.
Yeah.
Fucks with that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, a little mischievous and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we love mischief. We love, love, love. How about you two? What is your daily dose?
So over the week, boys went to Miami.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Or over the weekend, I should say, boys went to Miami. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And yeah, we had a good ass time in Miami. A lot of good food, a lot of drinks. You feel me? Hit the strip club. My uncle is like assistant GM over the strip club, so you know. That was a very pleasant experience, and I pay for shit. So.
Oh, we love that.
Wow. I mean, I don't know if the strippers love that. If you were paid,
oh no,
for
they got
nothing.
Paid.
Oh, they got paid.
But
wow.
My money, you know.
That's amazing.
Like, I walked in and my uncle gave me food. I got 2 bottles of Patron. We good.
Wow.
Suck some titties. It was calm.
Wow.
Why
would I be that excited about him? I was like, poof.
The titties didn't taste like nothing. She was clean.
I love that.
Okay.
We love it.
Yeah, it felt like she was pretty fresh in there. She just started her night. outside of that, 777 Side A is out now. And that is why niggas was in Miami celebrating that shit. You know what I'm saying? So go stream that.
Yes.
Apple Music, get your shit together, please, because you still ain't dropped my shit and niggas is waiting. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's waiting on you, dog. I got right back to work, and work been egging my shit. They hella annoying in there. I never knew so many incompetent people existed in the world, but they do.
And it is the holiday season, so this makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's just coming like hella late. They're like, oh my God, do you have Christmas trees? Like, bitch, we sold out of Christmas trees 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
Like, what?
Yeah.
So, yeah. As far outside of that, I've been having like mental breakdowns here and there, crying and shit just over the last few days, just feeling real burnt out and tired with music, actually. So
it's giving Taraji.
Not so much.
Not too severe.
not that severe. She niggas owe her bread for real. Like that's crazy. Don't nobody owe me bread, but hey, you know, niggas put in a lot of time to this shit. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's been just on my mental lately, just questioning if it was the right thing that I need to do and all of that shit. And it's not that I think it's that I'm doing the wrong thing. I just think I need a break because I have been doing this for a while. So I'm gonna give myself a little break to just not focus on being 232 for like a month or however long, and
I love
see how that.
That
goes. And I'm also making the decision to try to not drink for a year, at least, because I've been drinking a lot, and it's not good.
I've been drinking.
So yeah,
I love that for you.
Okay. When is that going to start? I'm curious. I have questions.
Honestly, I pretty much started implementing it now. Like, I had a drink today, but it wasn't nothing crazy. Like, I ain't even get bopped or nothing. So I'm definitely slowing down now. I'll probably have one more drink with my best friend on New Year's when we bring it in. And then after that, I'm done because ain't shit. It just doesn't make me feel good. Like, I just... And the other day, I woke up feeling crazy, bro, and I had to go to work. Mm. I was like, nigga, my shit was knocking. For real, for real. Mm. But, yeah, I'm done with that shit. I'm cool on it. I've been drinking for a long time.
Hello. True. Facts. Okay. All right.
But what's up with you, man?
I completed the holiday show that I was in.
Yes.
That happened. It was
applause.
A grand old time. And thank you. yeah, it was a grand old time. I played a beautiful angel. And I
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
That was in the description. Beautiful angel. And you know what was so crazy? I had a moment backstage. I'm not gonna name any names, but I had this moment backstage where there's this really hot hetero guy that like I only meet in these like settings, and he was, you know, like backstage behind the show. And I had, like, you know, disappeared to, like, throw on the angel costume and the makeup and all that stuff. And when I had, like, emerged, he was the first person that I saw. And his face, like, he was, like, kind of, like, blushing and kind of just, like, staring at me. And then he was like, you look amazing. And then I was like, thank you. I was like, you look amazing. Because he was wearing this shirt that had his arms out. And he does look amazing.
The faux humility.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And then brother came and was like, oh my God, brother, you look so cute. And then he was like, doesn't he look cute? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, stop, thank you. So, yeah, I felt like he made me feel like a beautiful angel.
Yes, beautiful angel.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
And... I got to present, you know, three pieces of original poetry that I had constructed specifically for the show, and it got amazing feedback, and, you know, everybody wanted, like, copies of them, like, after the show and wow. Things like that. And the pastor was like, you better publish those because I recorded it, and I'm going to put this out. And I was like, okay, well, thanks. So I'm glad that it was very well received and everyone received like the spirit of the words and the messages within those. So that was dope. Also, like, both jobs gave out like bonuses. I was like,
oh.
I've been at like a lot of different like events this week and just like outings. And, you know, like every time I'm like at one for work, it's just like, oh, like this surprise bonus or like check your account because this just dropped. And I'm just like, oh my God, it really is Christmas. Yay. But I also had a thought. I was like, this kind of like counteracts itself because like there's also like no shifts at the club for the next couple of weekends. So it's like, is this a bonus or is this just my pay that I should be getting anyway? Oh. But you know, grateful regardless. So that's a blessing. I had an adult sleepover, the other night, and it was so much fun.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, so this is how I knew grandma was not lasting in that atmosphere, so that was never gonna be a thing. But let me tell you how the invites opened up anyway, because they did open up. Originally, it was supposed to be the group chat that I have of me, Lola, Spider, and Isley, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we had been planning this for like a little bit, and it was finally gonna happen. And then last minute, you know, Mama Isley had to back out. And then there was just something in, you know, her not being able to be there that I was like, you know, I hit up Lola. I was like, oh, I'm not about to be stuck with you and Spider. And she was like, bitch, I was about to call you and say the same thing. So I was like, don't worry, I'm on it. I fucking hit up Matt and I hit up our other friend T Murda. And Matt invited Molly, and then RJ also stepped out the house for once and came with me. And we had a grand old time. You know, we dropped acid, we were smoking, the drinks was there, like the atmosphere was just amazing, the projection, the lights, we had these jumbo ass Uno cards, we had Twister, we had Trouble, we had paint, we were painting, and we dead ass, like, we stayed up literally, I mean, we were up all night, so like we didn't leave Spider's house until like around like 8 a.m and that's because like RJ had to like go do something, so I was like, I'll take you home, but like we were up the entire night just laughing, kikiing, and just like having a fucking grand old time. It was so amazing. But since that, right, that completely offset my sleep schedule, because every time I do that drug, you know, like the next day, I always call it like the afterglow. So like you have like this like burst of just like energy and like new outlook on life, and your body's kind of like running on empty, but your mind feels amazing. So, you know, that very next day I had this like staff holiday party to go to and just like all this like different engagement. Oh, so it was like all of that I jumped into like the next day. And then that night, right, just continuing in my exhausting week, that night I had this dream that I was studying at some school of dramatic arts in London, right?
Okay.
And I got kicked out of the program as well. But this dream, the span of me studying this lasted 6 months. I lived each and every day of those 6 months in that dream. Like, I remember my group of friends from over there. Like, I remember the classes I was taking. I know how to get to the classes from the quad. Like, it was so fucking intense.
Yeah.
And when I woke up, and first of all, when I woke up, it was like 4:30 a.m. It was still dark outside. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, where am I? Like, how did I get here? It was so crazy because, like, again, right, I got kicked out of the program in the dream toward the end of it. So I just started having all these thoughts in my dream mind of like, wow, like, where am I gonna live? How am I gonna get back home? Like, for some reason, like, it was just given very much like, just like all this like turmoil, right, in my mind. But I was also like kind of taking it easy. And yeah, so whatever, that was like dead ass whole other life, right? And I consistently and constantly jump timelines in my dreams, but like I remember every fucking day of those 6 months. Like, it's the most exhausting thing ever. So then whatever, that next day I had more events to go to. I had to go to work, and then I went, you know, came home, went to sleep. Then I had this other dream that I was like rehearsing for a show, preparing for the show, then in the show, then the show closed, cast party. And that was like a 4 month process. And I remember every day of rehearsal. I remember the show. I remember the lines. Like, I've just been in these like very extensive and intense dreams that like have left me exhausted when I return back to this timeline. And I've been like writing them down and blah, blah, blah. I have not tried to figure out what they mean.
That's why they've been getting more intense though, because the more you write them down, the longer you can sit there and retain that shit.
This is very true. But I just have a dream journal that's part of my like little like witchy log. So I just keep it there anyway. But no, you're right. Yeah. But it's getting intense. It's getting intense. And that has been me, besides also last minute Christmas shopping that I need to do. And I need to wrap gifts. I stopped by my mother's house to pick up gift wrapping paper, and I need to get to work probably tomorrow because I'm not going and I'm going to be remote.
Yes.
So that's my daily dose. That's what the fuck I've been up to this week. It's been crazy.
With that brings us into today's dose. Let's get into our sizzling topics. Is the tea really hot or nah?
Or nah.
Let's see. Let's kick it off with you two.
I got ice in my cup.
Ice in my cup. Ice in my cup. Ice in my cup.
That is both a fact and a metaphor.
I don't even see a today's dose for you.
That's That's why I said I got ice in my cup.
Well, we love to hear that. Amazing. You're a rock star. But Tease, how about you?
Well. Well, I'll let the audience decide whether this is sizzling or not. But, you know, with Mercury being in retrograde, it is bringing up a lot. There's a theme for my parts of today's episode. There are a lot of things from the past resurfacing. And I just like to take this time during today's dose to just express my grievances with the conductor of the show. Is there DJ SJ614? I'm hoping that these extensive dreams that you're having in these 6 to 4 month dreams that within them, because my birthday was in November.
Yes, it was.
So I know that if these happened within the last 4 to 6 months, there was a part in the dreams where you actually bought me my fucking gift. I'm so sick of this shit. Do your fucking witchcraft and run me my shit, bitch.
You know, it's so crazy because...
Do your fucking witchcraft and run me my shit, bitch. It's hilarious.
So crazy. Because I was saying that, like, I literally look at it every day.
That's crazy.
I look That's at it every crazy. Day.
That's crazy. That's fucking rude. And I texted him today. That's and I was like, I so just want to express my grievances. He goes, you know, it's so funny. And I could just hear his fucking, you know, it's so funny. I look at it every day.
I do.
I'm like, how fucking disrespectful are you? That's like saying, bitch, I look at you every day and I still ain't going to say hello. Like, fuck you. Like, no, just say you know, that. You just know. Literally take a shit and smear it on my face. Why don't you do that?
Oh, wow. This is kinky. you know, I do see, I look at it every day and every day I'm like, and you know what's even crazier?
What?
Because, you know, my goal, you know, one of my goals on the show, I was like, I want to up my level of, I want to devote more time toward, you know, like witching, right?
Yes.
And you would think that that would correlate to like me having the time to also, you know, bless the gifts and do what I got to do. And the two have just not met. And you know why? It's because like, it's two separate areas. It's like, I know what I got to do for the gift, but it's like, I'm also just like so tired. And it's like, you know, it's just going to take time. It's going to take time. Yeah.
In that case, then he should wait.
Right?
In that case, he should wait then.
Yeah, I don't want to just give a gift offhand when I know that there's certain things I need to
it's
do
the
for it.
Fuckling it. It's the enabling over here.
it's not enabling. He knows
it's
what's up.
No, it's an understanding of energies and shit.
Yeah.
You don't want to do something when you're tired. At the end of the day, if he's supposed to be blessing this for you, you don't want him to do that work when he's tired.
Yeah, that's half-assed.
Take a nap tomorrow.
Get that
recharge
shit
your battery.
Now.
You know, I also said that the real magic is the fact that this has transformed from a birthday gift into a Christmas gift.
It's not a Christmas gift.
There's the magic.
It is still my birthday gift.
You're
but
right.
That's it for today's dose for me. What about you?
I love that. I love it. All right. So I'm going to hit us off. I'm going to run us through. We're going to start off with Vin Diesel. So... the fam is, you know, is in some shit right now. Apparently, Vin Diesel is being sued by his former assistant after accusing him of sexual battery in 2010.
Shit.
Yeah. Vin Diesel is the latest actor to be hit with the lawsuit, according to Vanity Fair. The suit alleges that one night in September 2010, you know, Jonathan was asked to wait in Diesel's suite while he entertained hostesses he had brought back from a club. When the woman left, the lawsuit claims Diesel grabbed, and then there's more that I just, you know, not gonna read. But next up, Vin Diesel, you know what I mean? And this is just, you know, what a time to be alive. And in my brain, I'm just like, wow, everybody? Like, this is just like everybody? And is it kind of just like, wait, musical cheers, wait your turn, you know?
It kind of is everybody.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess,
That's the shitty part about it. But, you know, honestly, the way that I look at it is like, you know, all these niggas are getting cleared out.
Yeah.
Hopefully a new age of not so weird niggas.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They don't call it Holly weird for nothing, you know?
And it's definitely odd. Oddballs for sure.
You know, it's very interesting the way that things always like divinely align in my life. You know, I recently, as I have already said on this show, I recently finished the series Manifest, and which was a beautiful series that, you know, I started long ago. You know, I put the girls on. Did you ever finish it?
I didn't. That's why when you're saying that, I'm like, I need to dive back in.
You gotta dive back in.
I do.
It's juicy.
I never finished that shit either.
It's juicy. It's
time
good.
For
it's
us
good.
To dive back in.
Yeah. So I finished it. I'm not gonna spoil it, but what I will just say is that this, you know, it kind of seems like a rapture of sorts is happening. You know, very like apocalyptic almost. For many reasons in the world, you know, natural and both man-made and war and all that jazz. But it also just seems like, people-wise, the evil, I'll put in quotes, is being exposed much more diligently now, and judgment is happening, is what I'll say on that note. Judgment is happening. also, next up, Jonathan the Majors found guilty of assault and harassment. This is a truly sad case to me, because brother was, you know, on top, was on top, and she won. That white woman won. They found him guilty. Everything dropped him, of course. You know, he's no longer King and the Marvel stuff and all that jazz. Apparently how this kind of went down was the fact that the jury found him guilty of one count of assault and one count of harassment. However, he was acquitted of two other counts of assault and aggravated harassment from a split verdict. And it was reported that, you know, he didn't really react as the verdict was read. So
I seen like one video, but I don't know if it's the only video of the situation and shit.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that there's probably more. Yeah. His attorney had something to say as well. The attorney was basically like, "It is clear that the jury did not believe Grace Jabari's story of what happened in the SUV because they found that Mr. Majors did not intentionally cause any injuries to her. We are grateful for that. We are disappointed, however, that despite not believing Ms. Jabari, the jury nevertheless found that Mr. Majors was somehow reckless while she was attacking him. Mr. Majors is grateful to God, his family, his friends, and his fans for their love and support during these harrowing 8 months. Mr. Majors still has faith in the process and looks forward to fully clearing his name."
That's crazy.
Very interesting. Just very interesting. You know, our justice system. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, but something seems afoot.
I don't want to jump the gun and like say nothing too crazy, but like that's looking a little. Looking a little odd right there.
Dog. Yeah, very.
Not gonna lie.
Very much so. Also, something that I picked up, Cameron Diaz was trying to normalize separate bedrooms for married couples.
Oh, I love that. It's about time.
I've been said this shit.
I've been saying this for years.
Same.
I didn't know Cameron was in the front of that. Yes, babe.
I was on Twitter and somebody was talking about, yo, what's y'all's obsession with like not wanting to be around the person that you love or something? And I'm like,
it's fucking healthy.
Yeah, like I'm not trying to be around nobody all the time. The fuck?
Period.
Like, yeah. How's that?
Except myself. I want to be with myself.
I'm stuck with me.
Period. Yeah. To the end.
And my thing was always just like, think about it. Unless you're in like a fucking mansion,
right?
Sharing a bedroom with your significant other to me is just like crazy. Like,
what?
I don't get my own like dresser or bed or mirror.
Yo, it's like having a selected sibling, and I'm the only girl. I have two brothers, so I've always had my own fucking bedroom. So the thought of like I have to give you half of the fucking bed, like that shit is crazy.
Every night,
I was gonna say, yo, that shit is smack you in the beginning, like, oh, I just love you. You're my second skin. Let me just fucking wake up in reality, bitch. I get the fuck off the bed.
I need a moment.
My room got like a certain energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always, agreed.
I always need that.
Yeah.
And you know, people, you know, some people are like, oh, you know, like that's why, you know, there's the man cave, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no.
Hell no. My man cave is for some other shit. That's exactly. Like where I go to chill and I'm playing games.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
It's whatever. Hey. Wait, did you say in fuck? No, I mean, I thought like, you were gonna say.
Fucking,
I thought
fucking
you were,
can happen. I mean, fucking can happen in any room in the house.
No, absolutely. I feel like I'd much rather, like, you know, if I had a man cave, like I would fuck in the cave, and the bedroom is sacred. Like, unless I really, really am truly in love with you, I can't bring you into my bedroom.
Oh well, yeah,
we can fuck in of the cave.
Course. Okay,
I mean, unless I'm some type of in love with you, you're probably not coming to my house. But
yeah,
I mean, there's that part too. Yeah, I don't. I mean, like, what I used to always say growing up is that, like, even whenever I get married, that
what you already what
I can't stage. Yo, I know. Stage
we already went all. Through this episode one of right. season seven
that we would have to have two separate apartments, and look at me living my dream. yeah, so. It's just like, yeah, it just...
I feel you on the two separate apartments, though, because I, too, said that, like, it was funny that everybody was tripping about the separate rooms thing, because I read that, and I was like, I told Shorty I want separate houses.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would go that far. See, like, that's
but
where...
But, like, separate houses on the same block. Like, I'm your neighbor. Hey,
yeah.
Neighbor.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, that's for me, personally, it's that's where I draw the line. It's like...
He doesn't know, you don't know. It's like, I want... Other bitches.
I mean, he could still be doing that in our apartment. I'm not that silly. I'm a silly goose, but I'm not that silly. There is just something about completely... I feel like if we have separate apartments, they can't be on the same block. Like if we have separate apartments, they're in different states, different countries.
Oh wow. Whoa. Oh.
Yeah. And yeah. I feel like I still like when I'm in a really like deeply committed my next relationship, I want to still be able to have trips where I go completely by myself because that's something that I'm accustomed to now. So if I'm in a place financially where I can purchase land and property in different places, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah,
just as a place for escape for me. But I do still feel like separate bedrooms is one thing, and I feel like the principle for me is like we're still gonna thug it out in one shared space, like one shared common living space. We can have our separate spaces within that home, but the idea of two completely separate homes, like for me, that just feels too separated.
I feel you because you see, it's just gonna be a lot of houses. Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of house because I feel the house where you both come to, you know, community. Uh-huh. It's like this is our crib.
Uh-huh.
I'm definitely still gonna have my other crib.
Okay, like, but that's different. At first, it was just like we're just gonna have two different apartments. Yeah, I feel like if we sense. Have like the one shared home, yeah, but we still have home. Separate things, like I could fuck with that.
Yeah,
as long as there's that shared home.
Agreed. Agreed. Done. Geez. Agreed.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, someplace different. Another thing that I picked up is that, you know, first of all, Nicki's been doing really fucking well with this new album of hers, and I gotta give it to her. I mean, like, you know, I'm not a barb, but you know, I might be a barb. I don't know. Something weird is happening. But this like rollout and everything that she's doing has been like just like really fucking kiss, chef's kiss. Deluxe is coming out. She's coming out with Gag City Deluxe. And Rihanna is supposed to have vocals on it. You know, her and Rihanna is supposed to have a little ditty.
Oh, a little Navy appearance.
A little ditty on it. So I'm excited for that. Going around right now, there's an AI death calculator that predicts when you'll die. And apparently it's extremely accurate.
Whoa.
Yeah. I want to know, would it's y'all get it? Would you?
What, you want to do it right now? You want to do it right now?
As soon as you said it. Oh shit. I'll watch y'all do it.
Yeah, facts. I'm down.
I don't we might have to do this post and then like record.
Oh,
and,
yeah, put it up. So y'all pussies? Y'all checking it out.
No, I mean I'm just, you know, just controlling a lot over here. I gotta download it and then, you know.
Yeah. If you don't want to know when you die, just say that. Just say that. Because I don't want to know.
Penis. I'm down to do it. Apparently, it's very accurate. I don't know how they know it's very accurate, but
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
What is this based on?
If this is brand new, like how many people found out they were gonna die in the last week and it happened? Like that is like it's very accurate. Like that's crazy.
Yeah. Any tests on me? Another like I can't take a blood test and nothing through my iPhone.
Yo, there's a comment. Somebody said this is witchcraft and demonic. Do not do this. I repeat, do not participate in this.
Honestly, I could see that. I could kind of see that.
Yeah. I mean, I have seen like two.
I could see it.
I've seen like two movies where this has gone wrong. Like there's been like an app that does something like this. And
well, because it seeds in your mind a thought.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, it's getting real Friday the 13th-ish in here. Ooh. I mean, and I like to watch it, but like Merry I can't.
There is a horror Santa movie.
No puedo. I forgot what it's called.
It's like Krampus or some shit.
Yeah.
Krampus is one of them, but there's a new one where he's going off. There's another video right now that's going around. This is the last thing that I plugged. There's a video going around right now. It's actually a throwback video from 2021, but it's recirculating of this woman that basically like proposes to her husband in front of like his entire family and asks for their blessings, and she gets down on the one knee and all that thing, and everybody's like, girl, get the fuck up, get off that knee, da da da, just saying all this shit. And apparently even after the proposal, even though that happened in 2021, they're about to get married this year. So a lot of people are also like, girl, take the hint. One, he didn't propose to you. And two, it's 2 years later and y'all still not married. Like, he don't want it. Da-da-da. No, all this jazz. But I wanted to ask y'all, would you ever, you know, accept a woman proposing to you? Or would you ever propose to a man? That goes both ways for both of y'all.
In a world where I believe in marriage?
In a world, sorry, I'm just stalling. In a world where you believe in marriage, yeah, would you propose, I want you to answer both of these. Would you let a woman propose to you or would you propose to a man? That's for both of y'all. Reverse for you.
It definitely wouldn't be my initial want, you know what I'm saying? Like I would rather propose in the situation of me and a woman. Yeah, for sure. Would I propose to a man? I don't think so, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I know in a romantic sense I wouldn't, but because that's because of how I look at marriage. Like, I don't look at marriage as this display of love. It's not that to me.
Yeah.
So, like, me and my best friend always say all the time, like, I would marry that nigga.
Yeah.
I love him.
I love that.
So, yeah.
Aww.
It's so tender.
Yeah. Tenderoni.
Tenderoni.
Yeah,
that's a great question.
Proposal to a nigga tease.
Because I feel like the first part of it is exactly what you said. Like, and this always blows men's minds when we get to this point in dating, and I'm like, I actually don't subscribe to the notion of marriage. And they're like, what? Romantic ass lover girl ass tease is not into marriage. And it's like, I just fully subscribe to the notion that we have so many possibilities out there, and I don't foresee myself giving the rest of my life to one person.
Right.
At this point in my life, maybe ask me in 10, 20 years, maybe my mind will be different, but as of right now, I'm like, I can't give all of these great years to one person. Would I ever see myself proposing to a man? Absolutely not. That's a firm no for me, just because I do believe that as women, there is a specific energy and aura that we carry. We bring life into this world, and I'm going to go ahead and say the least that you can do is go ahead and take the initiative and ask me to spend the rest of my life with you. I don't see the point in me asking you that. Like, I don't see it working the other way around. Like, if I'm the person that literally carries and brings life into this world, why would I bend down on my knee to look up to you to ask you to share multiple apartments with me? It's not happening, babe. Nope.
Come on, multiple apartments.
Nope.
I guess a question that I have is like, do you have a problem with a woman that might do that might get on her knee and propose to a man? Because the way that I see it, I'm kind of just like, oh, you must know what you want, so you gonna go and get what you want.
I would love to say that I don't have a problem, but I feel like that would be a lie. I do feel like if a woman wanted to do that, it's absolutely like her choice, and whatever is going to make her happy, do that. Like, I'm going to always subscribe to whatever makes you happy, do that. I know that internally I would be judging that woman. Like, and that's the truth. Like, internally I'd be like, girl, like, you're giving up your power. Like, just allow that man to really take the initiative and have a choice in asking you, like, would you do me the favor of spending your life with me? So I would let her do whatever she wanted, but internally I'm judging.
Okay.
I don't see it as a power thing or as a favor thing. That's,
yeah.
And I think that's why I don't really like view it as an issue. Now, like I said, it's not definitely not my preference. Definitely not the first thing that I would do, because I'm a pretty like masculine nigga. So me, if I want you, I'm gonna just be like, hey, yo, bow. It is what it is. But, What did you ask me before? Because I don't even remember.
Probably like this round or the last round?
Yeah, like this round.
It was just
a few moments ago, I feel like.
I was answering something from myself. I don't even know.
Fuck it.
But yeah, I just don't see a problem with it. I don't see a problem with
the woman.
Oh,
you was asking me if I see a problem with it.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with it, but it does make me curious.
Yeah.
It does make me curious. I wonder like what drives the thought of like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get down on my knee and propose to this nigga, because you know that's not traditionally the thing to do. So it's like, what made you do that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I ain't gonna judge you and shit. Like, I ain't gonna knock it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, get up low key if you like wearing some nice shit. If you wearing some nice shit, like just get up.
Yeah.
You can just ask for you.
But you know what's interesting? It's interesting that you brought up the concept of energy, because if it is an energy thing, right? And not the stereotypical, all like, she wears the pants in the relationship.
Yeah.
But in terms of energy, you know, like, if the hypothetical, she is a more masculine spirit, and, you know, like I said, just knows what the fuck she wants, and does that, would you deny that proposal? Or would you like accept it and fall into it?
I'm definitely laughing.
Yeah.
I will not deny it, but I'm definitely laughing.
Yeah,
I'm definitely laughing. 100%. I'm gonna laugh because it's gonna catch me off guard.
Right.
It's gonna catch me off guard. Like, I'm gonna see Shorty get on a knee and I'm gonna be like, yo, what the fuck? I'm gonna be like, yo,
here's my issue with it, and I just realized it. I just realized it as you're both talking. I feel like the issue with it is that instinctively, right, when it comes down to that primal instinct, men are supposed to be hunter-gatherers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So instinctively, they're supposed to be designed psychologically to make that choice.
Mm-hmm.
So as a woman, if you're the person that's just, you know what you want. I know what I want. I know what I want all the time. But I also know that what I want is a man that is clear on what he wants, because men are not emotional creatures. Yeah. They do what they want to do regardless.
Yeah.
So if he wants to be with you, he's going to do that, babe. You don't have to, pull the trigger and do it.
That's a fucking fact. That's a whole fucking fact. You ain't never lied.
Never.
Mm-mm.
Period. I fucked with it. All right. So let us move on over to our next segment, which is.
Are we doing that Concrete Jungle joint, or are we moving on to?
Yeah.
Shining a light.
Yes.
Shine a light on him. Shine a light on him. All right. So this is your moment. If there's anything out or coming out that you would like to advertise or let folks know about, here's the place to do it. So what's up? Y'all got any recommendations?
All right, I'll jump in. Yes. I would like to shine a light on ChatGPT.
That's the little AI thing, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Now, here's the thing. I'm just now like really, really diving into its powers. This is way bigger than I thought.
Okay.
Like, what is it?
So it isn't. Honestly, I don't even know. Like, I don't know what it actually is.
It's artificial intelligence that's all based on algorithm. So I'll use an example, right? So let's say that you're doing annual reviews at work. It will give you a generic template.
But
you enter the information that is most similar to how you want it to produce a response for you, right?
Yes.
So I'm using a review as an example. So let's say that I need to do a performance review for my team. They give me a format. I put in the specifics of it. It spits something out. I don't love it. I continue to tailor it. So it's taking the personal information that I feed it and then literally like putting all of the words together for hours worth of work that I don't have the time to do.
Yeah. Facts. But my thing is like to Tu's question, like my thing that I'm still kind of wondering, like I'm still wondering like what the it is. Like where does this entity live and exist, right?
It's artificial intelligence.
Right. But
does
like
does it like do anything for you?
Yes.
Pretty much.
It's just like typing up shit.
Pretty much. You can use it for like photo editing, like the production of like false images. Like you can take this shit really far.
It's insane. It's insane. And let me tell you how. Yo, I like really, 20, really.
2030, I might be a cyborg by then, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit going crazy.
Let me tell you how like wild, like my wild, and it's not my first encounter for it because like I've played with it in like an app version, like maybe a couple of months ago, yeah, for like stupid stuff, because I was just like, oh, like, what is this trying to be, right?
AI,
ooh, right? And it was like it was cool, but it was like, all right, I'm not really gonna use this. Like, what is this about, bitch? Somebody asked me to do a recommendation letter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here are two truths. I hate recommendation letters. Mm-hmm. I hate writing three truths. I hate writing recommendation letters. Mm-hmm. People ask me to write recommendation letters all the time. Mm-hmm. I am fabulous at writing recommendation letters. Mm-hmm. All right. Those are my three truths. With that being said, I would like somebody asked me to write this recommendation letter. One of my good homegirls, she's applying to Yale and somewhere else right now. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, I'm so busy. Like there's an award winning play that I'm supposed to be writing right now for myself that I have not even like touched in a couple of weeks because I'm just fucking so busy, right? Mm. I'm like, to take the time to like do this fucking, whatever. I waited till the last day. It was about to be due the next day. And I was like, holy shit. So I'm like venting about it to Lola, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, bitch, you better get on TikTok and use ChatGPT and something, da, da, yeah, da, right? I'm like, oh my God. Really?
Yeah.
It could really, bitch. I went to the fucking ChatGPT.
Uh huh.
I put in
recommendation letter.
I typed in a paragraph. I typed in like four sentences. Right. Uh-huh. I said I would like to write a recommendation letter for. I put the person's name. Mm-hmm. I put the area field, like the cartel. I was like, they're applying for this school, yeah, underneath this program. I said, I've directed her in a show before. I think she's a fabulous actress. And I put like two other things, right? Mm-hmm. Bitch, as soon as I hit enter in less than 2 seconds, that's just right. That shit spit out a fucking hold on. I'm sorry. I might still have this on the fucking computer because I was like, whoa, this is a little insane. Now, does it sound like something I would write? Yes. It sounds just like me. So like that's why I'm kind of like, oh, you know, this ain't half bad. But yeah, it would look, hold on. I put in them four fucking sentences. Let me just run through this really quickly. It said back to me, it is with great enthusiasm that I write to wholeheartedly recommend so-and-so for admission to Juilliard School, esteemed theater and drama program. As someone who has had the privilege of directing them in theatrical productions and collaborating with them in performances, I can attest to their exceptional artistic abilities and dedication to the craft. They possess an unparalleled artistic ability and expression that truly sets them apart. Their performance in blah, 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 all the stuff they, under my direction, were marked by a profound depth of emotion, authenticity, and a keen understanding of character development. As an actor, they effortlessly bring character. This shit,
we are fucked.
But banged it the fuck out.
But you know how I was able to do that, right? You're not really like, do you really not know how I was able to do it and make it sound just like you?
No.
Hell no.
Think about all of the free applications that you have on your phone.
So
or on
the
your
data
computer
that it has on us,
all of the data that it's collected down to the way that you send text messages, it like that's why people have been rallying against like TikTok and all of these Asian apps for so long, because all they're doing is collecting all of our data from us.
I'm here but- for it. But here's the thing, what I instantly went to, I was like, are these motherfuckers in school doing any actual work?
Exactly. That's why I said we're fucked.
Oh, they're not. They're
totally
not.
We're fucked. It's going to be like a slew of
dummies.
Yeah. They're not doing. I know this for a fact because I work with a lot of like young kids. All of their midterms, finals, like they didn't write It's all ChatGPT.
That's all I thought about, bro.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Facts. And this is what I said to Lola. Like when I was done with it, I was like, "Girl, that was crazy."
Like, yeah. you actually went to school and did all and paid attention. Like you have an education,
right?
And you was able to type up. You got that shit a little bit of the way, and then it boom. It took your vocabulary and shit you were saying and just
and did it.
Gave it some pizzazz. You feel me?
And again, right? Like Tease was saying, if I had the time,
yeah,
I would have banged it out myself, right? Like this is like if I don't have the time, these motherfuckers is using it. Period.
For everything.
It's the first basis. It's the first step.
They're using to get shit done fast so they got time to do bullshit.
Yep.
To play fucking Fortnite.
I'm not mad at them though. Like if it was a resource for me when I was in school, I would definitely fucking master it. And the reason why I know about it, not to put anybody's shit on blast, but a colleague of mine used it for some recent shit that we needed to do for work. And I was like, oh, you will be here doing it for some work shit. Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm about to dive into the powers and really extend the reach of what this can do. I'm gonna be like, can you edit episodes?
If you played with it enough, it probably could do a majority of it. Like not all of it, but it literally, I bet you if you fed ChatGPT the information for the episode or something, it'll make something.
Word. This is crazy. I'm gonna use it after this. Yeah, because I was also like, oh, I can just put, I can use this to create the show notes.
Yeah. That's what I was gonna say.
What? It's game fucking over. Nobody's gonna ever know if it was actually me or not. This is crazy. Like what? All my Instagram captions, ChatGPT. It's a fucking dub. Like
yeah.
So shine a light.
Shine a light.
That's my light.
Sound like Tease, what you got for us?
It's like how do I follow that up? That was a great shine a light, but I've got a cute little list here. Yeah. So I just want to shine a light on Corporate Aaron. I don't know if anyone, are you both familiar with Corporate Aaron? Oh my god, Corporate Aaron has been floating around all of the socials.
I love it.
She is the manager of McManagement of the logistics, and she is covering for Lisa Beasley. And this woman is just fucking hilarious. It's so bad that earlier this week she actually ended up on Good Morning America. They like covered her, and I didn't know if it was like a fucking joke or not, but she was like, people are saying that they're triggered by my content. She literally did the interview. She only took the interview if they allowed her to take the interview as Corporate Aaron.
That is so
and there are clips
funny.
Floating around, and she's like, it's so funny, and I feel like it's resonating with so many people because she is so accurate in all of the things that we experience in corporate America. I find her content so fucking hilarious. If you're not familiar with Corporate Aaron, please go check her fucking out.
You sent me something about her that was hilarious.
Fucking love her. Then I know we spoke about this a little bit earlier too, but I do want to shine a light on Nikki.
Yes.
It just reminds, and I see a lot of different things on socials about this. Like, even if you're not creating art, you're still an artist. Like, thank you, Nikki, for taking the appropriate time off and to really come back with this work of art. Cause it's just like I was listening to everybody this morning, and there's this one little part where she's doing a play off of the word Lombardi, but it's Everybody. She was like, you don't fuck around with Lombardi. And it's just like, it's the little things truly, but like the way that she's so good at wordplay and just like the collaborations and just like the overall spirit. I feel like the spirit of this album is throwback, and I feel like I'm back in college, and I'm like, thank you, Nikki, for giving me that experience as an adult. It's a lengthy one for, I didn't speak much in the other topics, but I'm shining a light on a lot of people today.
You shine.
I want to shine a light on our very own two. Album 777 Side A. Truly, as soon as it dropped, I woke up. It was like 5 or 6 in the morning. I said, well, this has got to come on now. I was getting ready for work. Listen to the full album twice through as I was getting ready. Sent him a little text. I was like, this is how I feel. These are my opinions. Check this out. So thank you for giving us more fucking like beautiful art. And yes. I messaged him and I was like, I'm going to go create a child to this.
Yeah, and so,
and that was before listening to the album. That was just off like synergy. You know what I mean? So thank you.
Thank you for
allowing me the opportunity to extend my love making playlist, because it's sprinkled all in there. And I feel like it's going to get a little weird because like we truly are friends. So I'm like, oh, fuck. Just like having a wild sex and like listening to your voice. Like, oh, you know, he's like a cousin to me.
Just
don't think about it too much. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy where you at.
Just gotta let it flow.
I want to shine a light on Trader Joe's.
Come on, Lola.
I'm not going to go any deeper than that because I am a gatekeeper. I just want to shine a light out of respect for the work that they're doing. If you know, you know. If you don't know, you don't. That's it.
I love that.
And that is my list for of things that I would like to shine. Oh, Lies, there's one more thing. And I know that I'm late to the party, but I have been sucked into a black hole of the Power series and all of its spinoffs. So I watched Power from the beginning.
Hella late, yeah.
All the way, I know. No. And I watched Power like when it first came out. And then I like stopped because it's one of the things where it's one of those things where that storyline, like it makes me feel really aggressive. I feel like whenever I get sucked into like the Power, I'm like, oh, I'm going to fucking shoot somebody. And it's like, yeah, that's not me.
There was some point that shit stopped making sense for me. And I was like,
I feel like it made sense the whole way through. And like, it was affecting me and my mood. Like, I just was real aggressive. And I was like, I need to stop.
Ghost was pissing me off.
So, I picked back up with Power Book 2. So I started watching Ghost. And I was like, oh, this little motherfucker Tariqi annoys me. But in that series, his like, he's beefing with this guy. He's beautiful, Kane. So if you know, you know. So Kane kind of like sucked me in and I was like, fuck, we're in it again. And we then I simultaneously started watching Force, which is the fourth playbook.
That's what Tommy
and did. That one's got, and I fucking love Tommy. So I was like, now we're fucking in here. Now I'm watching both of them and I have to stop again. I finished all of them and I've been real aggressive in making bad life choices. But I just think that the writing for those series is just really, really good. And I want them to keep, you know, putting more out. So
shout out 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Go 50. It's your birthday.
That shit was weak as hell. That was your last one, Tease?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm finna shine a light on my goddamn self.
Yes!
Thank you. As T said, and thank you for listening, T. You a real one always, you know what I'm saying?
Hello.
I'm on the sex playlist, bitch, and when she make that baby, I'm gonna teach that baby how to fight. It's up. But yeah, I wanna shine a light on myself. 777 Side A is out now. I'm gonna shine a light on my brother Maddox, who I made the tape with. He produced everything that you hear on there. So, yeah, whenever you get a chance, go peep that. It's on Spotify and Tidal and all that right now. The only thing it ain't on is Apple Music because they on some bullshit.
Oh.
I'm going to shine a light on a lot more music. My best friend, Raccoon, he has a single called Taste It Out. So if you into, like, you know, the poppy kind of vibe, go ahead and peep that. It's Raccoon, R-A-K-O-O-N, Taste It. And I'm also going to shine a light on my brother Surfboy Max. That's Surfboy Max with two X's. And he got a tape called Up 4L2 out right now. So go peep that if you into little rager, rock star, R&B music. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And yeah, that's me and the homies.
Wow. I love that. What a dope lineup. Beautiful, beautiful.
Hey, a little homage to Addy.
Come on. All right, let's go head over to our next section.
You didn't shine a light on anything?
Yeah, ChatGPT.
Oh, shit.
Tease put us on to what AI actually was and everything.
Yeah, babes.
Wow. What a beautiful time to be alive. That brings us to our next segment that I hate the fucking title of. I can't believe that these words have to... I feel like you did this shit on purpose.
Mike Tyson,
this brings us to Prometheus. Where what's a goal that you want to reach this week or a promise to yourself that you want to make? Let's start with you, DJ.
I got it, actually. A goal that I want to keep or do this week? You know, I was talking to two last week about my my new list that I have, 100 ways to my next version.
Facts.
Where, you know, I'm creating like these short term things that all together will carry me to the next version of myself and lift, if you will, lift. And on there I have doing a minimum of one lesson a day of Duolingo.
Oh,
And I have not started that.
Okay.
I have not started that.
Okay.
Get your streak started, man.
I got to get my streak started.
Okay.
If you get the streak started, you might not want to break it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I know. Yeah, that's how they get you.
That might not work on your ass.
It does not work on me. I was going to say that. Yeah,
different
yeah, yeah.
Different ass nigga.
Different. Yeah. I was going
to
say.
I'll get back to it.
That's literally how I fell off the horse the last time. They were like, well, 30 days, you can keep going. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it again. Okay. And I'm going to see how long I go. And yeah, that's my goal. I'm going to keep it, you know, kiss. I'm going to keep it simple. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at. How about you too?
Okay. So I promise... Well, a couple promises that I'm making to myself is I want to clean and rearrange my room in the way that I've been intending to for the last few months. So I'm really feeling like deep clean this shit. I'm throwing mad shit out.
I love it. Deep clean.
Changing things around. So that's going to be dope. I'm ready to see how my room feels after that.
Yeah.
And then I want to get back to working out consistently because, like I was telling Tease before the episode and shit, like I have been just drinking a lot and doing a whole bunch of fuck shit. So I haven't been on top of my game like I usually would be. But hey, I've been working out for so long and been so consistent that a nigga, you know, I'm still in this bitch. I look good. But nah,
there you go.
I wanna definitely get back to doing my workouts more consistently, and I gotta work out my legs and shit. So I'm coming for that leg day too.
Hey yo, you already know where to find me.
We love a leg and a thigh.
I love a leg and a thigh.
What you got for us?
Yeah.
I want to make this good because this is a reflective period. I feel like especially we're going into this new year. So I feel like I want to make a promise to myself for these last couple of days before 2024 begins. I want to tie up loose ends. I want to clear out stagnant energy.
Them fuck ass niggas deserve this pussy.
I want to promise myself to remind myself of the things that truly need to be prioritized as I continue to settle into this space of gratitude to not become complacent. So I just want to promise myself to keep that hustle alive, regardless of how prosperous I feel in this moment. I know that there's always more out there for me to chase. So I'm promising myself to not get too comfortable and to keep my eye on the prize and continue to like, why are you fucking laughing?
I'm so sorry. Hold on, wait. Because as you're having this, like,
just geeking in the middle of her shit, bro. Just
because the dish. No, I'm over here. Like dying because, like, you know, my brain is like a lot of things, but as you're just having this beautiful moment of like self-reflection that I'm truly like focusing on, I couldn't help but notice what you actually put on the itinerary, and I'm like, this sounds a little different, because what you actually have here as a promise is to not blackout drinking on New Year's Eve. So I'm just confused
not airing it out.
This took a turn. I'm here for it. It just caught me off guard.
The thing is, even as I was filling out the form, I was like, this is not going to be accurate, because I feel like so much of the magic on the mic for me is that I'm present and I'm feeding off of the conversation that we're had. So it's like, even though I wrote that, I was like, oh, that sounds like a good promise. Like, I just want to not get too crazy.
Yeah.
And then my spirit just overtook.
Yes, and I'm sorry.
And that's truly fucking should be, you bitch.
fucking should be. Nigga laughed in the middle of shit.
I was fucking beautiful. I was on a roll. I was.
You were.
She was in it. I was finna piggyback and everything.
Yeah. See what the fuck you did?
Lo siento. You know, I'm a girl of structure. I was following along.
I'm a structure girl.
I was following along, and I'm like, this is not what's coming out her mouth.
She's in the book. So it's not in the book.
But you know, your floor. You go.
After you shit all over my chest, now it's my floor. I don't even remember what the fuck I was saying.
It's transformation.
But and yeah, going into this, especially because the first of the year, first of the month, week, and year is all on a Monday.
Oh
yeah.
So January 1st of 2024 is on a Monday. And I feel like that sets the tone for a very structured, organized, holistic view standing on the next year. And I want to sail into next year with all of the lessons that I've learned from this year. This was a very turbulent year for me. Mm. And now sitting at the end of it and just having enjoyed the last 3 months, I want to take everything that I've learned and just continue to progress and remain aligned with my highest vibration and just seek for what's next. I really do feel like it is something in the creative sphere. I feel like this job, it's got me back on the mic. It's got me back in my like artistic, creative, moving kind of a bag. And so I'm just like, what's next? I feel like for me, it's always been like the one thing that I feel like I've never checked off of my list is like Broadway. Mm. I don't dream about it a lot, but I've told you, I'm just like, I get these really strong urges. Like, I feel like I'm supposed to like write a really like epic fucking musical, and it's one of those things that I know like this is not the moment though, like, yeah. And that's the other part that I'm like making peace with, where it's like there are other parts of my life that I still have to experience and go through, but like the seed is already there.
Yeah,
and I feel like it's one of those things where I always wanted to reach my peak artistically like in my 20s, and I feel like I'm slowly trying to come to peace and embrace the fact that like I am gonna get my like Oscar and Tony and Grammy like in my like 40s or 50s, and like even, I like still cringe saying that out loud. I'm like, ugh.
You know what's crazy? I had the same thought today. It's so crazy. Yeah. I was driving and I looked at myself in the rear view mirror and I said,
Do you see yourself when you're older?
I did.
Do you see it?
I saw myself and I was like, wow, you're really fucking killing it in your 40s. Like, you're like, everything is coming.
No. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I don't want it to start happening now.
Right. So, you know,
gotta
pull those through. So that's my promises.
I love that. I absolutely love that. I also want to make one more promise. I do want to promise that I will get... Oh, you have one?
Go ahead. I got one, but...
Oh, no,
ahead.
You go.
Oh,
go.
No, you go.
Go. No, it's yours. It's yours.
Yeah,
it's yours.
No, you better. Nah.
Why was I not recording that?
Facts word. I promise to choose myself more in life. Yeah.
I love that for you. That's it?
Yeah, that's good.
Drops the mic like that. I love that. Short and sweet.
That's a good one. Yeah, I was just going to say that I do also promise to get, you know, that gift together.
Oh!
Gonna make some time.
Interesting.
And, you know, make some...
change of heart.
Yeah, make some intentional witching time. And
you know, it's just when you fucking know your friends, like I just know he's a light the fire under that ass kind of a bitch. Like, you really just need to let him know this. It needs to, because the reason why I feel like I'm being so vulnerable right now.
Please.
And I hate to take the floor again. Here I am taking it.
It's yours.
There's something very potent, pure and effective about your magic. And I feel like you're always very intentional about when you share that with your friends.
I've definitely been making this money.
And I know the last time that you... Wait, what? What happened?
I said I've definitely been making this money. He gave me a little money thing for my birthday.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm just like, I know you're supposed to like listen to spirit or whatever. You want to like take your time and like you want to be like the right headspace or whatever. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, she's getting itchy. I feel like it's supposed to happen now. And I just know him well enough to know like I do have to like give him that urge. I'm just like, mm-hmm. Something in my spirit is telling me like it's supposed to happen now, babe, before the end of the year.
Period.
So that I can walk into my 2024 with the necessary energies. You know what I'm saying?
Period. I love that. You know, and I love when our two spirits communicate and talk, and you know, yeah. So that's amazing. That's amazing. well, that's gonna bring us to the end of our show. I need my chapstick. You can find me at DJSJ614 on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find me at TWO32 on Instagram and at 232 The God on Twitter.
You can find me at OMG It's Tease on Instagram and TikTok.
And you can find your gift right here.
Nah, I love that. I love that. Yes, I love that. Yes. I love that.
Your little insides.
I love that. I love that. You should have had the camera up for that.
Oh, period. Yes, yes, yes.
I close mouth so you get fed.
Yes, you. Yes, you know, it was done. The rituals were done, you know, and I knew that, you know, you're a girl that could rock that. She's everything. And yeah, you know, I don't know if you want to read that on air. You can keep it to yourself if you want. It's just, you know, basically the it's the recipe, if you will, to the spell that's been cast on that item. So yeah, but this has been an episode of the New York Dose. Thank you all, and happy holidays. Feliz Navidad.
Yes, sir. Feliz Navidad.
And all that jazz. What I say, it's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love, it's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park, don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville, never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.